So Ken Smith saw a post that I wrote that said simply, if it doesn't have a feed, it isn't a podcast. And Ken is an English professor at the University of Indiana and I would say a constant and generous contributor to the scripting news community. And so I write about technical issues, and I don't always bother to explain what I mean. And this is one of those times. And so Ken wrote an English professor's version of what that means. And it kind of reminds me of the way Adam Curry sort of hacked up my code in the year 2000 to show me what it would be like if big media objects. Well, the basic idea of enclosures in RSS. It was kind of egregious and interesting and wrong, but still had the basic elements of a good idea. So I think I really applaud Ken for doing that, and I mean that sincerely with absolutely no sarcasm at all. I'm laughing because I don't know, it's beautiful. That's why I'm laughing, not because it's silly, because it isn't, and because it's the opposite of silly. Anyway, so here's what I meant by that, and it's actually really simple. And when I talk about feed, I'm talking about an RSS feed. That's all I'm talking about. Not a Facebook feed, not a Twitter feed, not any other kind of feed. I'm talking about RSS feed. The reason why it's not a podcast if it doesn't have a feed is because that means it is distributed only to a select group of people who use a vendor's tool or environment captive inside of a silo. If you don't have a feed, it's a silo. That's the idea. Because if you have a feed, that means I can use any tool, any software I want to listen to your podcast. And that means there can be competition. And if you don't make it available as a feed, then you're saying I am not accepting competition for this content is specifically tied to this silo. And what this is in response to, now this hasn't happened, actually isn't actually happened yet, but it's about to happen. Because Spotify announced that they had acquired Gimlet Media, and the assumption is, and I didn't, they never said this, but the assumption is that they will bind that podcast content to Spotify. It'll only be available on Spotify. That's what all the editorial written about it assumes, all the speculation. Now, it could be, now right now Gimlet does provide feeds for their podcasts, and it could be that one of the terms of the deal is that they will continue to offer feeds of the podcasts. Or it could be that it really is a sellout and Spotify will make it exclusive to Spotify. And that's fine. Spotify is free to do that. They're absolutely, obviously, nobody can say that you can't bind that content into your service. The thing I'm saying is you can't call it a podcast then. It's not a podcast. Because remember what it says. If there is no feed, it's not a podcast. And that means if it's bound into your silo, if it can't be heard outside of the silo, then really you should come up with another word for what it is. Don't call it a podcast. And of course, I don't have any legal basis to insist on that. I didn't take out a trademark on it. I could not have taken out a trademark because I didn't coin the term. The term was coined by a man named Danny Gregoire. And we heard it, and I heard it, and Adam Curry heard it, and we were the two showrunners, if you will, for podcasting at the time, but it was previously called audio blogging or many other different ways of describing it. And I said to Adam on one of our podcasts, Trade Secrets Podcast, hey, Adam, we need a name for this thing. And Danny came up with this name. Why don't we just use it? Adam said, yeah, sounds good to me. that was that. From then on, it was called podcasting. Not something that anybody trademarked, and Apple would have had a problem with that because the word pod came from iPod, which is now, I guess they don't make them anymore, but iPod was the precursor to the iPhone, and this was all a few years before there was an iPhone, actually. So it's not really trademarkable, and I think that's a good thing. But if you are a fan of podcasting pre-Spotify, it really is worthwhile to understand what the role the feed is playing. The role is that it's keeping it an open platform. It means there can be innovation. It means new ideas can happen. It means nobody gets to say whether or not you do your podcast. And from what I understand, and I'm not a Spotify user, never have been, but from what I hear, it isn't a platform where individuals can create content, that it goes through, because the music is all coming out of the music industry. And so if you don't have an agent or a label, I'm told, you aren't on Spotify, which really is, they really should not be using the term podcasting. Otherwise, you know, if Gimlet wants to make exclusive content and they're getting paid well enough to do it, more power to them. But don't fucking call it podcast. Okay. Thanks. Anyway, so Ken, hopefully that answers it. I went on a little bit longer than I thought I would. Just long-winded Sunday, I guess. But there you have it.